Dictation for Linda Nagel, N-A-G-E-L, October 6, 1945. Address as a letter to Dr. Ernest for 665956. Dear Dr. Ernest, a consultation for Mrs. Nagel. With low magnesium, has required since 2019 off and on intravenous magnesium. Within the last 2 months, was in the emergency room with weakness. She denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea. She has symptoms of GERD for what she has been taking Prilosec for a long period of time. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Presently no numbness, tingling, burning, or focal weakness. No edema, no claudication symptoms. She has prior back surgery, chronic pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. No skin rash, no oxygen, no inhalers, no sleep apnea machine. Review system is negative. Next paragraph. Past medical history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, denies diabetes, although A1C is mildly elevated, denies heart abnormalities, no event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, stroke, or seizures, no chronic liver disease, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, kidney stones, gout, or renal failure. Next paragraph, surgeries including gallbladder, back surgery, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries for benign condition, right-sided rotator cuff, prior EGD colonoscopies. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no family history of low magnesium. Next paragraph, medication list review, aspirin, Lipitor, Pepsi, HCTC, hydroxyurea for apparently essential thrombocytosis, magnesium replacement, metoprolol, Prilosec, sertraline, occasionally ibuprofen. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 142, 64 inches tall, weight is down from recently 150, blood pressure 140 over 80 on the right, 140 over 80 on the right, 148 over 76 on the left. Alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin, mucosal joint or lymph nodes abnormalities, minor carotid bruit on the left side, and no palpable thyroid or lymph nodes. Lungs are clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, gallop, no palpable liver, spleen masses, ascites or bruits, femoral bruit on the right-sided, no peripheral edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine over the last 1 year, around 1.4 to 1.5. Most recent hemoglobin, low normal, normal white blood cell platelets. There has been macrocytosis 113, probably from the hydroxyurea. Most recent white blood cell platelets not elevated. Most of the time, normal kidney function, sodium, potassium, and acid base. Normal liver function test. Urine, no blood, no protein. A1C around 6.7 to 7.2. Cholesterol 206, triglycerides 189, HDL 54 with an LDL of 122. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low magnesium the last few years, occasionally symptomatic, patient exposed to Prilosec that can cause decreased absorption of magnesium on the bowel, also exposed to diuretics, another potential source of renal wasting. I'm going to stop the Prilosec and similar medications. She will continue on Pepsi for esophageal reflux. We will recheck magnesium on the next 7 to 10 days, including fractional excretion of magnesium in the urine to make sure if there is any renal wasting component. Might need to decrease the HTT-C, which is a high dose, 50 milligrams, potentially even stop it, and alternative blood pressure medications for control. Right now, no symptoms of low magnesium. Continue management of essential thrombocytosis per doctor a cat with hydroxyurea, which probably is causing the microcytosis. Only should discuss with the patient and Dr. Bridget, B-R-I-D-G-E-T-T. End of dictation.